from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go right to him. Pete Prisco, been busy this morning. The spies are out. They're already talking. He's on Fox Sports. Brady Quinn's his buddy. They've been working together forever. Senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com. Pete, good morning. How you doing?
You got eyes and ears everywhere, Joe.
I got to tell you, they're coming in that you're ripping the Dolphins right off the bat, that they're soft. And is that true? Did you come right out ripping the team today?
I said they have to get over the perception that they're a soft football team. Yes, I did. Yes, I said that. And you know what? That's not just my perception. There's a lot of people that believe that. Wink, wink. But, you know, when you look around this team, 1-6 against playoff teams. I mean, and you're pretty, you're fun to watch. It's great offense, and we enjoy watching it and seeing points put up. But at some point, you have to prove to people that you can handle the tough physical games and the tough physical teams. And right now, that verdict is still out. And as you travel around the league, Joe, people say that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say that. That's the reputation.
No, I get it. I hear you. I hear it. All the old guys around the country are calling me. So Pete, I got to ask you this, though. You were at practice. You were out there and saw some of the practices. Is this going on all over the NFL, what Mike was trying to do, basically get enough work in but keep guys healthy, which, by the way, didn't work, but trying?
Yeah, I mean, practices are much different, but you know, like, okay, I'll give an example. When I was in Buffalo, they had full practice and then ran gassers after practice. I mean, I hear Sean Payton's running gassers after practice. It's a different approach. I mean, yeah. Mike has a much more modern approach than even some of the coaches around the league, and that's his philosophy. If that's what you believe in, that's fine. I'm all for being who you are. If that's what you are, be true to yourself. And you know, we've seen coaches come in and try to be something they're not, and that never works either. So I'm okay with him doing that. I just think that opens him up to criticism when and if it falls apart like it has at times. And, you know, we talk about Tua winning against playoff teams. Well, Mike McDaniel's in the same boat, and he knows it. They know it. That this is a pressure year for those guys to prove to people that they can beat teams with a winning record and win playoff games, because it's fun, like we said, and they're going to probably get off to a quick start. They're going to be fun to watch. They're hard to play. They're hard to game plan for. But again, when you get to December and on into January, it has to be, you know, one of those teams that can, if you have to play that way, you can play that way.
Yeah, no, that's fair. December and January are definitely fair and beating the best teams. I don't disagree. Listen, you can't disagree. It's a fact. All right, so I do want to ask you this as we're moving on. So you know Jacksonville as well as this Miami team, living down here and going to practices and stuff as well as anybody. And I know you traveled to different places and you did this off season. How do you like that Jacksonville-Miami matchup to start the year with Trevor going against Tua down here?
Well, I think Jacksonville's going to score. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I really do. I mean, a lot of points on both sides. I think both teams will score. I think Jacksonville's offense is much better than it was. That rookie they got out of LSU is big time now. I mean, he can go. And Brian Thomas is going to be a special player. You get, you know, Kirk and Gabe Davis and Ingram, they're going to score points throwing the football. Their offensive line, the interior is a little bit of a question mark. I mean, they did get Mitch Morse, and he's a good player, but the guards are a question mark. Can they hold up? Then you go to the defense. They're going back to a 4-3 scheme with Ryan Nielsen, their new defensive coordinator. And I think those ends are going to be a problem for everybody who plays them. I mean, Walker is really improved. And you know that Hines Allen had, you know, 17.5 sacks last year. The problem is, can they hold up in the secondary? When you play Miami, that's first and foremost. How do you handle Tyreek Hill? And, you know, I was on doing my show. I do a show up there with Tony Baselli. We were talking about it last night. If you play Miami, make sure Tyreek Hill doesn't beat you. Beat him up. And I know they move him around, but beat him up and double him. And if everybody else beats you, then they beat you. That's how I would play him, and that's what I would do to play Miami. But the question becomes, does Jacksonville have the people in the secondary to do that? Because, you know, they paid Tyson Campbell. He's a good player. I think he'll be better in this system. Darby's a veteran cornerback who's been around the league who probably plays better in this type of system. But if you get don't get your hands on Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, they're going to run by you and run away from you all day long. So I think it's a tough matchup in the secondary for Jacksonville.
You know, Pete, the only team last year that I saw got physical and got away with it against Tyreek, who, if he beats you in bump and run and there isn't help, you've got some problems. But the Kansas City Chiefs got physical with him, and they beat him up pretty good. And it really seemed to affect it, from turnovers to just not being able to allow him, as you said, to have those big games that we saw him go other places and be able to get away with it. Trevor Lawrence, also another guy everybody's going, hey, man, he got the new contract. I know he's a first overall pick. We all thought he was a can't miss out of Clemson. He got to put up better numbers, though. You agree with what he has?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. He's got to put up better numbers. And I think this is a prove it year for him in a lot of ways. Now, he did get, you know, the first year you got to throw that out the window because he had the lunatic coaching him in Urban Meyer. So it was a terrible situation. And then the second year he's learning a new offense. He was good. You know, last year, I'll be honest, he was playing pretty good football. And then he got hurt four or five different ways and shouldn't have played. I mean, sometimes these quarterbacks play through things they shouldn't play through, and he shouldn't have played, which is why they went out, by the way, and got Mac Jones, because their backup quarterback was awful, and the team fell apart. But you're right. Last year he was sped up. The center was bad. He got pushed back into the line all the time. His receivers got hurt, and he didn't play well. He pressed. He turned the ball over way too much, and he's got to cut down on his turnovers. But this is a major prove-it year for him, even though he got the money. And it's not unlike Tua. I mean, Tua got the money, and it's still a prove-it year for him.
I agree.
So these guys get paid, and it puts even more pressure on them to go prove that they're worth that money. And I think they're kind of in the same situation.
Well, so the other side of that to me is you got that money in the bank. You can relax and really play and not worry about things. And you know everybody's got your back because the money talks from that standpoint. I got to ask you about Buffalo. Another team you spent a lot of time with, since that's the Dolphins' next game 4 days later at Hard Rock Stadium. What's the drop-off going to be from what you've seen from Buffalo, if any?
Not much.
Okay.
Not much. I don't – you know, and again, the Buffalo team we saw last year at the end of the year was, minus their best run stuffer in Daquan Jones, had a shell of himself in Von Miller, and by the way, he's back. I don't know if it'll ever be Von Miller we used to know, but he's close to that. You know, Milano wasn't there last year. Now he's hurt again, but he wasn't there last year at the end of last season. Tre'Davious White wasn't around. The safeties were both banged up a little bit. And yet here they were, you know, taking a shot into the end zone against Chiefs to beat them and then missing a field goal to send the game into overtime. And so I think they're going to be the same type of team. They'll be much more disciplined, I think, on offense. I think Joe Brady, by the way, I didn't realize he's a South Florida guy.
Yeah.
Joe Brady will run the ball more. They'll take the pressure off Allen. They'll get the ball out of his hands. And they'll be fine. Dalton Kincaid might catch 125 passes, by the way, this year. That guy, they couldn't cover him at practice. And then you go to the other side of the ball. I think they're going to be better on defense than they were, in large part because they get guys back. So, and McDermott will scheme things. You know how he does. He schemes things up to kind of cover up the weak spots. And so I think they're a better football. I think they're the team to beat in the division. Even with the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers back, I think Buffalo's the team to beat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I'm surprised because ESPN just had Greeny come on and say the Jets are the team that's going to, shockingly, he mentioned something with the Jets again because he's got his head so far up their ass. That I'm surprised that he would say that again about how do you feel about the Jets, by the way?
If the line holds up, they'll score points. I mean, Rodgers is going to be – people think 40 years old. He could still be Rodgers. But he's got to stay healthy, and the offensive line has to hold up. They went out and got guys on that line. Tyron Smith's been hurt in his career a lot. Not unlike, Armstead in Miami. Those guys got to stay on the field. And Vera Tucker's been hurt his entire career, and he's got to stay on the field. If they stay on the field – the line will be good and they'll score points. But I worry about the second, third receiver. That's a problem for them a little bit. And if you take away Wilson, where do they go with the football? That could be a problem. Defensively, they'll be good.
Yeah.
They got to get some help from some edge guys, though. I mean, you got rid of, Huff, and you thought Reddick would come in and play, and he's not there, although he'll show up. They always show up, you know that. So I think they're going to be, right there with Buffalo. And then I think Dolphin fans might want to hear this, but I think it's Buffalo, the Jets, and then the Dolphins. And, it could flip if Miami plays better in those big games. But right now, that's the way I see it.
I got to tell you, if it happens, crap's going to hit the fan down here if we end up third, because if it is a wild card, that is that last wild card position going to play a number two seed somewhere, which is not a good formula. Not a good formula, and usually seems to be in cold weather. Pete, thank you, man. Really appreciate you finding some time for us, man.
By the way, Joe, Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. You know that.
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I know his record against us.
It's amazing. He just owns them. So, yeah, they better get Jacksonville in week one because they're probably not going to get Buffalo.
You know how many times since Josh has been there he's lost us?
What, once, isn't it?
He lost his rookie year, and he lost at the end of the game and when they had 90 plays. And they were coming down the field, and we stopped them down here like 2 years ago. That was it.
And his numbers are unreal against them too. That's the thing.
He's had, Pete, you don't have to remind us. He's
right. I know.
He's had our number. By the way, I watched the show up there. I got to tell you, the show you do with those guys in Jacksonville, I laugh. Baselli is hilarious. I've never seen that side of him. He was hilarious to do. I know you've known him for a long time. Donnie Baselli is a funny dude.
I got to keep him on his toes. You know that.
Yeah. So no, you do. You do.
He actually works for the team. I don't. I work for the radio station. So I put him in situations where I get him where he's got that look on his face that he doesn't really want to say it, but I can see it. And I know he agrees with me, but he won't say it.
No, he'll go, you're right. He'll give you one. Yeah, all right. He puts his head down. You're right. He drops that head. You're exactly right. It's a good one. Pete, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Take care.
All right. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com. Busy morning. And we had him come clean right off the bat. We appreciate those texts coming in to let us know that stuff because sometimes we don't get it. I'll tell you what else I do get. Chev, the CEO of Loctite. Oh, my gosh. He said, Joe, make sure people are thinking Loctite. It is hurricane season, and you never know when those big rains are coming. I don't mean what hit this morning. I'm talking about a little tropical storm coming in to a category 1, 2, 3, hopefully nothing worse than that. I won't even say it for a hurricane. But bottom line is this. The only thing you can really do is protect your home. And that's the message from Loctite. They'd like to help you with your impact windows and doors and even your roof. 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And Impact Windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Whether it's the doors you've been thinking about, the windows you've been thinking about, let Loctite come in and do it for you. No, again, no interest, no payments. Really should help you. Roofing materials, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat. Don't wait for the next storm. Get going on this. I know what you're thinking. Ah, we'll wait. Let's see if we can get lucky one more year. Why not get it done now while you can? Let Loctite take care of you. They take care of all of South Florida. They're in West Broward, but taking care of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything. And, man, you talk about great people working there, qualified great people, very fair prices, knowledge to help you. Somebody's going to answer that phone and take good care of you. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Let Loctite take care of you today.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.